This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
So Sunday, we were getting what we asked for. We wanted the Capitals in the playoffs, and they are a big underdog. We talked to Joe Beninati about this earlier. He joined us at 7. If you missed the segment with Joe B, hit the rewind feature on the Odyssey app or grab the podcast later. Joe B was talking about how they are long shot. They're the 8 seed. They're facing the team that won the President's Trophy in the New York Rangers. They are coached by Peter Laviolette, who coached here last season.
By the way, he racked up more wins with the Rangers, 55, than he has in any other stop in any other season in his coaching career, which dates back to, I think, either 2000 or 2001. Mm. So he's killing it in New York.
Laviolette was asked about facing his former team. Do you believe me? He said, didn't think about it much, to be honest with you. Just thought about our team and getting our group to the playoffs.
I think 82 games later, that's probably true.
He says, I've coached a lot of teams. If this is the story, I'll have a story every round, I hope. Right. I've got a lot of respect for the Capitals and the organization, their players. They've obviously done some good things to make the playoffs.
I mean, he's right.
Our group's done some good things to make the playoffs. Because the game gets decided out on the ice.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't seen the bracket today. But if the Rangers advance, I think they draw the winner of the Hurricanes-Islanders series. And right. He's coached, I'm pretty sure, both of those teams. I think he had a stint with the Islanders and with the Hurricanes. So he's well-traveled.
We threw out our confidence level in the Capitals winning the series.
Right.
We can open up to callers, 800-636-1067. Do you give the Capitals a shot to win this playoff series? I said 48%. I think EB was 30%. Joe B. bumped it up to like 35%.
Yeah, Joe, personally.
He thought my 48% was kind of ludicrous, but then he said 35.
I did not expect him to come in at 35%.
The way he was talking?
I thought he was going to say like 10%. I thought he was going to come in lower than my 20% prediction.
800-636-1067, and I'll put up our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth. Love throughout the DMV. It's simply, can they steal game one? If you steal game one, where does your confidence level go to then, Cakes?
Yeah, I mean, if
do you shoot it up to like 45%?
If they take game one, it might approach your 48%.
All right. I think it's still under 50.
It's going to be up in that range.
But you're liking it.
Yeah.
So they're going to play Sunday, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Then there'll be a couple days off. Yep. And then it's Friday, Sunday at home.
That's correct.
Mentioned this several times. The teams face each other 4 times this year. They split 2-2. Washington won both games on home ice at Capital One. New York won both games inside Madison Square Garden. Both teams scored 9 goals in the 4 matchups. But the Capitals were the only team to post a shutout during the season series. Charlie Lindgren blanked the Rangers on December 9th with a 31-save outing. And we've talked about it as maybe the key. It's generally the key in the playoffs. Get a hot goalie. They've got one going in right now.
Mm-hmm. But again, I keep bringing it up. They thought Grubby was the hot goalie 5 years ago, and that lasted 2 games. So you never know, but I do like it. I do like the fact that, you know, like when we had Alan May on, he said he thinks they finally found their identity, you know, and that's, you know, play great defense, contest every puck. If they could play with the kind of energy that I saw in that last game, and especially in that third period with those guys.
Yep.
Like, every skate was unbelievable, the intensity. If they can play with that kind of intensity, I think they got a great shot.
Do you like this, EB? 800-636-1067. We'll get your calls here in a moment. So 2-2 season series. Home teams won all the games. The Caps actually played two of their games without Ovi.
Yeah. I think that's good. And I think he also didn't Allen dismiss one of those games as like there was a travel snafu or something? Remember?
He did mention that.
And I vaguely remember that.
I'd also like to dismiss one of those games as Darcy Kemper was in that.
I'd like to dismiss that too. Yeah. And I hate to kill Darcy Kemper because you're not going to find a nicer guy. But he's clearly been outplayed by Charlie Lindgren.
It's just
I think
not
Lindgren
his year.
Started like 25 of the last 29 games down the stretch.
I'm reading this from Russian Machine Never Breaks. Laviolette addressed your question. Like, you were wondering whether
he would have an
advantage. Has advantage. He says, I think it goes both ways.
That's what
I think. They also have an insight to me and systems, but that was the case going
That's
into
exactly
the four games
what Joe
we
B
played
said.
In the regular season. He says, you got to go out on the ice, and the team that can figure out their game and play it the best can find success.
Right. I do feel like it's a slight advantage for him, all things being equal.
I'll tell you what, though. I don't know where I saw this, and it made complete sense. It was just Jock and Carberry, right? It posited that Carberry this season had a lesser roster than what Laviolette had last season, and they still got 11 more points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was able.
So you initially want to say, well, Laviolette's won a Stanley Cup. They have the coaching edge. He's got more experience, but maybe Carberry's a better coach because he got more out of less.
Well, Carberry also much more willing to play younger players. That was one of the major raps against Laviolette. He would lean too heavily on the vets. Wasn't assimilating the young talent that was
Laviolette a little older and a little more resistant than to the analytics, or that was never.
I'm just assuming that's the case.
Just being an older guy,
I would assume that he doesn't embrace analytics as much as Carberry does.
Maybe he was strapped to some of the old guys. I mean, when we were talking to Joe B earlier, he also pointed to kind of a turning point for the team was Kuzi gets dealt.
Right.
Right.
Sometimes less is more. So maybe. You know, he was never happy with Kuzi, but he had to play the guy.
He was kind of,
He also had to play with him. Backstrom, who was hurt.
Right.
He was saddled to those old guys.
Well, let's be honest. I liked Coach Laviolette when he was here. He underachieved as the head coach here.
Yes.
He was expected to do more with the talent that he had. And I know that he and some of his coaching staff point to, I think when they first got here was the COVID year. You know, it was tough for team camaraderie and the weird restrictions that were placed on them. So there's some of that. But, I mean, he had two early playoff exits and didn't make the playoffs in his third season. Like, it was not a great stint while Laviolette was here.
Right.
And that's why he's in New York. And credit to him, he got that team to 55 wins and 114 points.
Just last season, EB, the Florida Panthers took out the number one seeded Boston Bruins. 7-game series.
No, I know what happens. There's no doubt. Listen, I think I bet you if you look at it by the numbers, 8 seeds beating 1 seeds is way lower than 35%.
Oh, I would assume yes.
Right?
That's
my
correct.
Guess is probably like 10 or 15%.
Probably something in that range.
Yeah. I think I'm being wildly optimistic by saying 35%. I like the fact they found their identity. I like the fact that they're riding a hot goalie. I like the fact that Ovi seems to have found his mojo again. There's a lot to like.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And Ovi puts up numbers against the Rangers, at least in the regular season. I don't have his playoff splits, but in 73 games against him in the regular season in his career, he's got 67 points, close to a point per game.
Right.
So he comes to play when he faces the Rangers, and hopefully he does that this Sunday at 3 p.m. in New York.
Cakes, you going to pick up a lawn sign?
I saw that they're giving those away at the Capitals team stores, correct?
Yes, you can get a lawn sign.
It's not bad. Support your Caps. Plunk it down in your front yard. Let your neighbors know you're pulling for the Caps during the playoff push.
Games 3 and 4, you get LED light sticks.
Mm-hmm.
A rally towel.
Yep. Love all those things. Love all the Caps tchotchkes. I'll take them all. All right, don't miss a minute of the action as Old Glory DC Rugby takes on the Houston Sabercats this Saturday at the Maryland Soccerplex. Feel the adrenaline as Old Glory ups the flags and pounds the pitch, bringing heart-stopping moments and the unbeatable spirit of Major League Rugby just minutes from D.C. It's football without the stopping and soccer without the flopping. And tickets start at just $20. Old Glory D.C. is raising the bar, so come raise your voice this Saturday, 5 p.m. at the Maryland Soccerplex. Score your tickets now at oldglorydc.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.